A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week from 4 p.m. Although who I'm with today, I've no idea. Tune in at 4 and find out. More on that later. Anyway, we begin, of course, with Manchester United, the biggest club in the world. Yes, sirree. And Erik ten Hag has been speaking for the first time as manager. ETH, as we'll call him from now on, focused a lot on wanting to create success at the club and admitted it's up to him to change the culture at Old Trafford, or OT. So you could say that ETH is changing the culture at OT, if you wanted to impress no one.
I don't see it as a risk. I think this club has a great history, and now let's make a future. And I'm really excited to do that with the people around who are in the club. We bring some new people in the staff. We will analyze the squad, and we will, from day to day, work hard, 100% committed, and I'm sure we will get a success. We always bring, in every club, we think about what is in the club, what is in the spirit of the club, and that is what we want to know. Also, and that's why they appoint me as a manager, I have to bring something in the club, a dynamic in the top, and we want to achieve top, you have to demand, and that is what we are willing to do.
Here's Ronaldo though, 25 yards from goal! Oh, what a way to equal the record! Brilliant strike from one of the world's best ever players.
Goals.
Are you looking for more leadership from as well to sort of lead this project forward these days?
I talk first with Ronaldo before I talk with you.
And the afternoon goes from bad to worse for Manchester United and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. It's their captain Harry Maguire who's been sent off with 20 minutes to go.
I have to repeat, next season is a different season, but I think he did a great job. He's a great player. He achieved already a lot. Also contribution to Man United. So I'm looking forward to work with him.
Over now to former Reds midfielder Danny Murphy, who thought the title was in Liverpool's hands on Sunday. Oh, stop laughing. So unprofessional.
Sometimes you get a feeling when you're watching football that something's meant to be, and Liverpool winning it felt like it was meant to be. I saw the Wolves break at Anfield for a simple little cross for a tap in to make it 2-1.
Yeah.
When they missed that, I thought Liverpool are going to win it. They're going to score and City aren't coming back, because when it was 2-0, they looked a little bit deflated.
Liverpool kept up their side of the bargain, Adrian, a 3-1 win over Wolves. It was a nervy one, certainly.
But fair play to them. I mean, it takes huge character, huge quality, bit of fortune along the way. You know, the substitutions worked perfectly. And either one would have been a worthy winner. They've been tremendous with their consistency. They're two wonderful sides.
On now to myself, not literally, and Jason Cundy on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar.
Has anyone seen Liverpool quadruple?
In a minute, we'll go to Jackie, of course, a Man City fan who will be over the moon. I'm just waiting to find out what the latest with Klobby is. We're calling Klobby now.
Oh, is that what's
happening? It's not really fair that we get him on. We legally, we have to ask him. We can't just put him to air. We can't just ring him. So we're asking Klobby if he wants to come. I'm guessing he'll be no.
He'd have been down the spread yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
He'd been down the spread.
The spread eagle. You of course, met up with Klobby.
I did meet Klobby. I met him at the FA Cup final.
Sorry. Got is me. He not picking up? Oh, what a surprise! No,
has anyone seen Klobby?
We still haven't seen him, Jack.
Jackster.
On now to Manchester City and their open top bus celebrations. Oh, wonderful. I can't wait for this whatsoever. Cue Pep Guardiola, Guardiola, smoking a cigar, probably. It's bad for your health, Pep. We are champions. Jackie, can I ask you, you were obviously there when Aguero scored the goal. What was more of a bonkers afternoon, yesterday or the Aguero moment?
To be fair, it's pretty close. I can't really put a pin between it because yesterday when we went 2-0 down, the crowd went really quiet and we heard the score from Anfield and everyone was panicking. But as soon as Pep brought... Ilkay made the Scousers cry.
Ilkay made the Scousers cry.
He brought Ilkay on. Honest to God, he was absolutely outstanding. He was so, so good. And I just couldn't believe it. How can anyone change a game within 5 minutes?
And here's the rock and roll superstar and City fan Noel Gallagher revealing he was headbutted by Ruben Diaz's dad in Sunday's celebration. All right, calm down, Noel. Don't look back in anger. Sorry, just play the audio. Don't look back in anger,
I heard you say. Well, let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. So, as the third goal goes in, right, there is absolute bedlam, as you can imagine, in the stadium.
But the Premier League is now coming back to Manchester City right now with, what, 9 minutes left to play in this Premier League season.
And where we sit, Ruben Diaz's family are in the box, a couple of boxes up, right? So I'm jumping around like an idiot, passing my 11-year-old son around like the Premier League trophy. Everyone's lifting him up. And I turn round, and Ruben Diaz's dad runs straight into me, right, headbutts me, right? I'm on the floor covered in blood, right? I don't see the last 2 minutes. I've got to get taken down by the St. John's ambulance, right, to get stitched up. I've got stitches in my top lip. I've got two black eyes.
Oh,
as I'm going down the corridor, Pep's running up crying, right? And we kind of hug each other. And I'm like, no way. And she says, what's up with your face? And I was like, go and see the players. And if you've seen me today, right, I look like I've just arrived home from the 80s from Elland Road, right? I look like I've had my head smashed in, right? It's unbelievable. A load of City fans are going, mate, you all right? What's happened? I went, you'll never guess. You'll never guess.
An investigation is underway after Aston Villa goalkeeper Robin Olsen was assaulted during a pitch invasion after the final whistle at the Etihad Stadium. Simon Jordan is starting to warm to the idea of sanctioning clubs if they don't improve their standards.
Football needs to decide that it doesn't believe that people going on the pitch is inappropriate and then saying that is the end of the discussion. And any club, because I'm against sanctioning clubs, I'm against putting them behind closed doors because you're sanctioning the clubs. But if football decides via the media pressure, the outlook of challenges that go on, that it doesn't want it anymore, then if clubs don't do the prerequisite requirement to be able to overcome it, then it has to lead to clubs being consequenced. Football is like the emperor's new clothes. It's full of lazy, immature, arrogant people that live on an island that don't want to do things properly. When you say that to people like I did, you get up people's noses and people start saying you've got too much to say for yourself.
Why though?
The police would be biting your arm off at the elbow to be able to get extra revenue to be able to fund certain aspects of policing. Police see this as a revenue stream. Full recovery was a big argument years ago because the Championship clubs could pay £20,000 a game for policing inside the stadium, and then the old bill we want all the policing, all up and down the roads, all the parking, everything in the town. And the Premier League club said, we'll do that. And the Championship club said, hold on a second, it's all right for you, you've got all the dough. In this situation, they can spend £100,000, £200,000 on policing a game. If you do not want
what happened?
People on that pitch, then you will stop it.
On now to Jamie O'Hara, former Spurs player, some would say, saying the Arsenal fans are letting Mikel Arteta off lightly for bottling their top four chances.
Arsenal 5, Everton 1. Arsenal with a win in vain here in the Emirates. That result at Norwich ending their unlikely hopes of a fourth place finish.
I feel like Arteta's got away with it a little bit with Arsenal fans because they keep saying it's progression. It's not progression. I mean, you're Arsenal Football Club, a huge football club. He spent £150 million. He's been there 3 seasons. You didn't have any European football this year. So all you had to concentrate on was the Premier League. And you finished outside the top four. Tottenham have managed to do it. And for me, Arsenal have blown it. Fair play to Tottenham because we threw it away a couple of times when we were there. But right at the death, the manager, the cream rises to the top. Antonio Conte, what a job he's done.
And here's the Leeds United striker, Sam Greenwood, fresh off the back of his side's Premier League safety. He revealed that the gaffer, Jesse Marsh, is the nicest manager he's ever played under. Oh, that's lovely. Invite me out for tea.
The full-time whistle goes. The Leeds United players spill onto the pitch. Jesse Marsh runs onto the pitch. They know they've saved themselves. It's an absolutely incredible situation at the Brentford Community Stadium.
He's positive. He is the best I've ever seen. He's so positive. Even when we're in difficult situations, he's just so positive. And he's just a great guy with everyone. And he's so nice. And everyone gets on with him. Yeah, I think he's an unbelievable coach. And his training sessions are top. And I think the way we're playing is great as well. Once we get the hang of it properly. Obviously, there's still a bit more to improve on. But other than that, yeah, I think it's going to work well.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to Hawksby and Jacobs, or H&J, as they're sometimes known, and some classic clips of the week. They even have their own Clips of the Week podcast available where you got this from, basically. Just not as successful. Obviously, don't tell poor Andy that. I mean, what's the point?
This is Danny Kelly taking a call.
Here's David in Leighton. Hello, Dave.
Hello. Sorry, just poured boiling tea over my hand.
Oh,
what a
you.
Great call.
Thank you for
quarter
sharing.
Of the decade.
Well, thanks for your call. It's £100 worth of Wix vouchers. And some, anyway, I'm fine now.
And finally, we mentioned TalkSport was a different place back in 2009. Well, here's a caller to Adrian Goldberg on Overnights.
I just want to give a couple of bars of Velvis.
Go on then, quickly.
Oh, yeah, okay. Getting to my character now, yeah. I told her to leave me alone, but that's what she done. That's what she done.
And that was him in the character of Elvis. Imagine what it would have been like if he hadn't gone into character.
Britain's worst Elvis impersonator.
It takes some doing. I mean, most people can have a tilt at an Elvis impersonation, can't they? You can sing an Elvis song in the style of Elvis and just about get away with it. But I'm not sure he did. I wonder if he's perfected it since 2009. Ralph.
But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back, of course, on Drive Time at 4 p.m. today, alongside I Still Don't Know. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Gostin TalkSport Daily Podcast app first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.